All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, we are here at this real estate auction.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and I figured, nobody understands the economy. People pretend to. People get jobs in it.
Let alone the clowns in charge of it.
No, certainly not. Nobody gets this stuff. And a good since these things are wild and not, they don't follow actual forces. There's no invisible hand. That is a faith-based system. I figured if we just kind of set a certain amount of money and bought the first thing that went below that amount of money, it would give us a random tract of land, which might
Ooh.
suggest a random game.
Nice. Is this a police real estate auction or is it a
General.
just general gen
Oh
general
yeah,
real estate? Okay.
I'm not about to go to a police auction.
Yeah, I you don't want to, you don't want to support that, but also
Not in 2019.
I don't want to get a I don't want to, Gary, I really don't want a haunted a crime haunted property.
No.
Come on. Although
No, I don't.
I am living in a house that was bought for a flip off of a police off of a sheriff auction, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you do.
I
You want to
do.
live on a crime
Yeah, no, absolutely.
alley.
I didn't know that before I bought the place, though.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. It's yeah.
They told me that at closing, and I'm like, well, okay, yeah.
Have you amontillado'd a meth lab in your basement? Like, have you looked?
I don't have a basement. Maybe it was all sealed off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. At some point you're gonna, be trying to bury a heart and just run into a tiny little toxin.
Hey, free meth lab.
Bonus. I set our limit here very low.
Okay.
And that those things that where like when your appetizer's ready, the restaurant will pager. Yep.
Yeah.
It's like a coaster that like because we can't put a drink on it
Yeah.
because you put a drink on it's gonna vibrate off.
Yeah.
Just the all-purpose disc that they
Yes.
give you. So I got one of those discs.
Yeah.
And if we win, we're gonna auto bid the first thing that's under that, and then they'll buzz us.
Okay. All right. So
But
we
all
just
right,
what?
where's it going?
Oh.
Happened quick. Let me walk up there and grab our deed. And we got a dead mall, man.
Oh, beat still my heart.
I know. Do you want to go check it out?
Let's do it. I'm really
Yeah.
enthusiastic about malls, Gary.
Yeah, me too. I hope that there is a software, et cetera, or an EB Games. I hope this is a long dead mall, like a lich mall.
Yeah, two of us like malls so much. We're a couple of mall maniacs. Whoa,
What is dead that can
the
eternal buy
game
and
can
with
over
strange
many
bargains the dead may die. Dead malls may die.
Yeah, the game computer went off and it said mall maniacs. So,
Oh,
yeah,
look,
it's
we don't
played
have to go check out the mall where I was
that.
going to find a software copy of Mall Maniacs.
Oh,
We're already
okay.
there.
Oh, oops, I'm sorry.
Psych. No, it's fine. It wasn't going to be a good bit. I had us going through a Babbage's or something, which
Yeah.
might have been kind of fun because there's not, this game is just kind of tailor-made to just talk about malls,
Yes.
even though it takes place in a shopping grocery store. So,
Yeah. This was made by people who do not understand what malls are.
yeah, who love alliteration more than accuracy.
Yes.
I am Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
This is Abject Suffering, where we vow to find a better sign-off.
Yes, we swear. Just give us time. Please, please.
Yeah.
We just need another chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't shoot me out here.
We'll be good.
Yeah, we'll be good. And this week we're talking about Mall Maniacs or Mall Mania. There's a couple of other, I think this is called Game A or something like
Yes.
that.
Yeah. I found more information by searching Mall Maniacs,
Yes.
the Mall Mania, but very little of it in English.
Right.
So.
This is an advert game. This is also a patron demand by Hakan. I apologize if I am not pronouncing that correctly. Saying, "Hey, my parents bought me some magazine or newspaper in the summer of '99, and this was on a random promotional CD full of bad music." So, like lots of advert games, this just came into the house with another product.
Yes. Yeah. Because the point of this is not so much to be a game as to be exposed to high quality JPEGs of logos.
Glossy, glossy JPEGs of
Yeah.
PNG brand packaging.
Yes.
Yeah.
So basically, this is Supermarket Sweep.
It's Supermarket Sweep meets Crazy Taxi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. With a little sprinkling of Guy's Grocery Games.
A little bit. You're playing as one of an extensive roster of characters.
Yeah. And usually we do the character rundown on this show, but these are really boring.
Yes.
I was really disappointed in these guys. You know, because it was like, you know, if you like, first of all, there's a lot of them, right? Like, yes. there are 10 characters, I think, in this mm-hmm. game. And if you just put a gun to my head and said, like, come up with 10 characters,
mm-hmm.
I legitimately know that I would do better like than this. Like, this is, you know, there's like several characters that feel like they're parodying specific models or actresses.
Yeah.
Suzanne Scepter. Here.
Right.
Who is probably like Susan Sarandon or something like that, but I just, you know, the fidelity's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get some weird ones, including like their names and when the Mall Maniacs version, the other things. So the dark spy guy.
Yeah.
In the other language is called Enoch Crypt.
What?
Yeah. I'm on the Mall Maniacs -en.blogspot.com.
That was one of the
fan sites. Crypt.
That was absolutely the name of like one of the developers, like Vampire the Masquerade or World of Darkness
absolutely.
Characters.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Enoch Crypt is certainly a location, not a person. But then a bunch of them are like Agatha Von Griddle and Hugo Spandex and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Bench Press.
All of them have character bios that are a little bit like. Like an off-brand Burger King. Like, well, like what if a Hardee's had the Hardee's Kid Club?
Yeah,
and like they don't necessarily have motivations as they have nutritional requirements.
Yes. And for so the way that they're laid out, this made me think of something I've never thought of before. That is like an element of game design that's like very minor, but mm-hmm. would have to be designed. Which is when you're doing a fighting game or doing a game with a character roster. Like, you have to think about what order to present the characters in.
Yes.
Which I never really thought about that. But there is, like, there'd be, you know, a little bit of skill to that. Because in this one, they start with the Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But then every character for the next six of them are faster but less strong.
Mm-hmm.
Each one. And then you don't get the, like, so you'd make sense to do, like, okay, the next one's faster but less strong. The third one is stronger but less fast.
Yeah.
But they just keep doing it. So the bios keep reading like their line about their background information. Then like, Susan's certainly speedy, but when it comes to pushing carts around, she's not that powerful.
Yeah.
And they have to keep coming up with different sentences that mean that same thing, like multiple times in a row. And I was like, oh, there is like an art to arraying these characters in a way that suggests variety instead of an arc.
Yeah. I mean, just from a UX perspective, the way that they do this without showing you a grid of the characters, I think is really bad. Just where you're going left and right through single entries. That necessarily makes the sequence a lot more difficult. Yeah. I'd like to see like a... like Nintendo would never do this, but I would like to see like a GDC talk just about where you put why they put the characters where they put them on the Smash Brothers grid.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, those are kind of grouped
a little bit,
you know, it's like the original ones up in the upper left and mm-hmm. then they will put, you know, your anonymous Fire Emblem sword guys in a corner.
Right. Right.
Generally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's also weird when you have stats for both strength and power.
Yeah.
That's frustrating.
That seems like a localization thing. I think like strength is how well you can hold onto your cart and power is like, can you be, I don't know
what the difference is. Smash carts out of the way. One of them is control.
Yeah.
One of them is like precision.
Yeah.
You have to do these different. You choose your character. You have these different game modes,
mm-hmm.
and you do Crazy Taxi Supermarket Sweep. Like you get in the mode that I saw. I couldn't actually get this to run. Mm-hmm. I watched it on YouTube, which is fine because I got it.
Yeah.
And it mostly ran. It just crashed on level load for me.
Right.
But the what I saw is you get a list of things to get. You have to go get all the things and then get back to the checkout before anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go up to an item, you get this high quality, beautiful, glossy JPEG of the packaging.
It's the most high res thing in the game.
it's disturbingly high res.
Yeah. And they are all PNG brands. Almost without exception. So you're getting Duracell batteries. You're getting Tide detergent. You're getting Del Monte canned goods. Yeah, which is weird because like you like, so nothing is written about this, but they're like, this has to have been like developed in partnership with PNG, like,
oh yeah,
specifically to promote those things.
Yes. And then you go get the things, and it's not about like, the shitty thing about this, right, is like, so I don't know if we've talked about this on the show. I feel like we probably have, though, is that I have kind of a weakness for Supermarket Sweep.
Oh yeah.
Like, guys, great. Like, I like commercial spaces, in general and in games.
Mm-hmm.
And Supermarket Sweep is actually kind of a good idea for a game because there is a methodology to kind of layouts of grocery stores.
Oh yeah.
You know, so it is a level, mm-hmm. and you can know a level.
Yes.
You know, like, here though, it's like a doom maze basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no game part to it. Like, you're not like, oh, okay. Like, I can intuit where produce would be. It's on the opposite side of the bread.
Right.
You know, it's not that. It's just kind of going through a maze and finding the right thing using little arrows to guide you.
Right. So it's a little bit of like a memorization thing. You just know that in the Orient Mall.
We'll talk about the biomes.
Yeah. You know that in the Orient Mall, the detergent is going to be over here by the canned goods, which makes no fucking sense. What is this, Kroger? No.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it takes away that game part where this might as well just be collecting, you know, doodad like assets in any kind of maze.
Yes.
You know, yeah. Kind of a bummer.
But yeah, you have to push your cart over to the place. You have to disengage from the cart, walk over, step on the pickup. Then you grab it, then you have to throw it in your cart, then grab a hold of it again.
Yeah.
And then move on to the next one.
All while other shoppers are doing this that you can ram into to slow down.
Yes. Yeah. That's one of the modes where you're just kind of going through a set list that you have. The other is the items are called out. Yeah, just kind of like mid, you know, like mid stage. It's like, all right, everybody go for the canned or the cake mix. Then you have to race them there. There's only one of them. So you're just, you know, just kind of like almost like capture the flag or King of the Hill, something like that. Mm-hmm. And then the final one's just a race. Like, you're just going through waypoints or flags on the map around these maps.
Call it Cart Racer, which is cute.
Yes.
Cause you're racing a cart. There are different biomes, but they change some like gimmicks, but they don't, you know, change like, so it's basically the mini mart, which is a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
As we mentioned, the one on the translation I had, it's called Wood.
Mm.
But it's also known as Jungle.
Yeah.
Here, and it's just like a skin.
Yeah.
Over it. These first three are just basically just art styles. Orient or Oriental. You know, their words, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which has,
I mean, it's referring to to an object instead of a person, so it's not necessarily offensive.
Yeah. Yeah. I still think that's not preferred language.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not,
I'm pretty sure, you know, it's, I still think that you're not supposed to, you know, it's still not a great word, but the soundtrack and that, pretty racist, lots of kung fu fighting in the background.
Yeah.
Lots of sounds of like slaps and hi-yahs and stuff.
Yes.
Pretty rough stuff. Then we get the weird ones. We get to the two nightmare grocery stores, which I kept thinking like, what if this was my grocery store?
Oh, do you know, you move?
Yeah. Aqua would be really hard to deal with.
Yes. Like, well, you got to ride a water slide to get in between
the checkout.
Yeah. Yeah, this is where they start borrowing level gimmicks from Overcooked.
Yeah, yeah. Where there are like water slides that take you to different parts of the store.
Yeah,
and like at the end of this, like, you know, I saw it. It's like, oh, like the cart is completely submerged.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna ruin all of my Procter & Gamble products.
Yeah, all the boxes, you know? my detergent.
My detergent, yeah, my Tide. You know. And then optimistically, they think there will be Tide in the future.
Yes.
So like,
in the future mall.
Like if when you get to the future mall, if it's still a Chips Ahoy and you have not gotten to the fucking chips yet,
mm-hmm.
that is a mirage, my friend.
Yes.
There are no Chips Ahoy.
No.
And you have been lied to.
Yep.
So future mall has really good music.
Mm-hmm.
Some great use of double kick pedal.
Yep.
And then like teleporters, like a little rocket ship that takes you up to different levels of the grocery store.
Yeah. I might actually cut in. So since you mentioned the music, I might cut in a little bit of the music from the mini mall, the supermarket or whatever, because it is some of the most cacophonous. Like, it has to have been done on purpose to be as just off-putting as it is. I'll put some in here.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah,
it's very, you know, bing bong, whang, 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 you know, going on while you're shopping.
Yeah.
And that's basically it. Yeah. That's the game. As far as advergames go, it seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, if I'd play this in 1999, well, maybe not 1999, I was 19, but if I was younger,
right.
You know, it might be rad.
Yeah. And it's just a little bit gross that it is just a delivery message or a delivery method saying, hey, this is what cake mix looks like. Be sure to buy Duracell batteries.
Yeah. Teaching your kids to buy Tide.
Yeah.
It's weird how this kind of thing becomes kind of quaint to me if it's a specific product and gross when it's a line of products.
Oh yeah.
Like, like Chex Quest is cute to me.
Yeah.
Like raising awareness of Chex.
Mm-hmm.
I think is funny and cute.
Yeah.
But raising awareness of all of Procter & Gamble's bullshit
yep.
is abhorrent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. So. And, you know, just if you are at all, like, curious, okay, like, so Procter & Gamble, what does that mean? Just do a search for, like, Procter & Gamble brands. And see how many things in your house are made by the same company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It is, this is one of those, like, depressing things about the trajectory of the world that I don't see a way out for.
No.
Same thing with like Disney buying everything. Like, I don't mm-hmm. know what we're going to do about that. Like, I understand that it sucks and I see people complain about it and I think they're right, but like, I don't think there's a thing to do about it. You know, just sucks.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to have the megacorps. Like, mm-hmm. just, you know, if you're old enough, you're going to be lucky enough to be dead.
Yeah.
By the time it gets really bad.
Vertical integration.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Real bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love malls. I wish this was a mall.
Me too. I was really disappointed when I found out that it was supermarket stuff. I'm like you. I also enjoy being in commercial spaces, mm-hmm. and games in particular. But like I like grocery shopping or going. Oh, shopping is fine. Mostly because I go to the same places all the time and I know exactly where everything I need to be is. So mm-hmm. it is an optimization problem.
Yeah. Well, I find it just kind of fun in general.
Yeah.
Like every once in a while I see, something pretty fun. Like I'll just like see some kind of new product, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, I don't want to be advertised to, I don't want to see a commercial for that,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't mean I don't want to like, that doesn't mean I don't like, you know, salad topper onion straws.
Oh yeah.
Like if I see salad topper onion straws and I get them and they taste good, mm-hmm. like I'm not against that. I just don't want someone to advertise it to me.
No. I want to come across them. Even though the placement of the salad topper onion straws is negotiated as part of marketing budgets.
Oh yeah. Like it's still part of that kind of thing, but right, I'm not opposed to snacks.
Right.
You know, my anti-capitalism, like kind of vibe.
It stops at your mouth.
Advertisement. Yeah, exactly. Like I like snacks.
Yeah.
You know, I'm only a person,
mm-hmm.
you know? So the, you know, going to a retail, like going to a grocery store is fun for those reasons mm-hmm. to me.
Yeah.
And then going to like a mall or like a general shopping place is fun to me as well. Like mm-hmm. I like browsing stuff, you know, I like a constant stream of new, kind of stimulation or thing to think about.
Yeah.
You know, like going to a specialized store, even though like I very rarely buy video games from a GameStop, I'll stop into one.
Oh, of course.
And just kind of browse pictures. Like I generally know what games are out mm-hmm. just by title and stuff, but just kind of seeing them in a different context or seeing what's available used, you know, maybe seeing there's like a good deal on something.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, just like if there is a bargain bin, I will absolutely go there first.
Yeah. You know? It's
like,
fun.
Yeah, like whatever. Me. Like it's fun to me. I was at a Best Buy a couple of days ago buying a new cable for something, and they had a big old bin of discount PS4 games. And I'm like, oh well, maybe there's something coming up on the schedule I might get. So like, it's fun to like look for stuff for work too.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Best Buy is great, you know, kind of fun. Like I don't go to Best Buy's now because Portland doesn't have a lot of big box stores in general in the city. Mm-hmm. I think that's true of cities in general.
Yeah.
But like when I go back to my hometown, I make a point of going into the Best Buy because. Yeah, that whole back wall where there's just weird shit.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I found out about, like, oh, like, there are now new laser tag with grenades.
Yes.
And things like that, like, you know, infrared grenades and shit like that. Like, now that, you know, this technology. And it's just, like, that kind of zone for miscellaneous. Same mm-hmm. way, like, if I'm in a mall, I'll go into a Spencer's or go into a Sharper Image or something like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Or the last surviving Suncoast movies, which is in the mall by my house.
Nice.
Just because it's like, oh, they're doing this now.
Yeah.
You know, like there's this huge market I found out for cereal, like branded fake cereals. So like an 80s cereal that's like Stranger Things themed.
Yep. Yeah.
That you can only, you know, that's not everywhere.
Uh-huh.
But you can buy it in this this thing. And they sell those like Japanese snack box loot boxes.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like I, you know, as somebody who likes a variety of things, like those always have like I've never bought one,
mm-hmm.
but just a mild amount of interest where I'll pick one up and look at the back of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Extremely low bars for entertainment here. Mm-hmm. You know, this is heat wave. I need to be in some air conditioning. I'm going to end this by sitting at a Barnes Noble reading a retro, like the magazine retro, retro games. That's $20 for some reason, but I'll read it in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
You know? So I dig all that stuff, and I wanted it to be a mall. And I love malls and games. There's a game. Have you seen anything about this game, Ion Fury?
No.
They made a new game in the Build Engine.
Oh, you were talking about this. Was this the game that got a bunch of buzz? And you're like, oh, we should do a 2.5D shooter sometime.
That was when Dusk came out.
Okay,
Actually kind of living in a weird good time for 2.5D shooters. Mm-hmm. Like Dusk came out. There's another one that's name escapes me that came out around the same time. And now there's this Ion Fury game, which, is in the Duke Nukem engine. And there is a shopping mall level that's a full shopping mall.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play through that game because there's a shopping mall level.
Yeah.
And it just, I'm going to go through the Build Engine and do a shopping mall because that's the coolest part in fucking Duke Nukem 3D, which is a game I like a lot.
Uh-huh.
You go through that movie theater and it's just really fun.
Yeah.
Extremely fun.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. I love real environments and games.
Very much so.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What mall jokes do we have, man? I don't, I feel like I'm
scraping
a little bit here.
I don't know. It sucks.
The show can't just be the malls are good.
Yeah.
That can't be the end of it.
I mean, malls were good. We talked about it being dead malls, and it's always depressing when I go back to the mall that I used to work in, because it's not like, in 2003, when I first got my job there, it was any great shakes. But now, just full of nothing but missing teeth, all these storefronts that have been converted to maybe let's just put some dummies in there and just remind people that scarves exist.
Yeah. The scarf awareness. Let's turn this into a fear level.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Just a fear level, just gradiating into a condemned level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the mall by my house, the way they're dealing with that is by doing pop-up shops.
Okay.
They're renting it out for cheap to smaller brands to do limited run.
Yeah.
Engagement, which is kind of cool, but they're never open.
Right.
However, today, this afternoon, I have some things I need to do, but I've been recovering from a thing. I'm ambulatory again.
Mm-hmm.
All this talk of malls makes me want to go to the mall. You know why? Halloween Superstore.
Oh,
we're in Halloween Superstore season, baby.
Oh shit. Really? I suppose. Yeah.
Yep.
Last part of August, people start planning that shit early.
Yep. Go look at some kind of animatronic zombie that jumps out of a barrel of toxic waste.
Mm.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So
no, that's good. So at our mall down here, again, the mall I worked at for many, many years, part of the way that they've dealt with that, I think, is by lowering the bar for the stuff that gets in. Mm. So we have two vape shops. In there now.
You don't have to go to the bad one.
Right.
When it's time to go to the vape shop, you can be like, let's at least go to the good one.
I want to go to the vape shop, but the good vape shop.
Let's go to high quality vapes rather than Skull Wizards hosted mist.
Yeah. And there is at least one, for several intents and purposes, head shop.
Hmm.
And also, weirdly enough, in this area, dead retail spaces are being converted into medical spaces. So it used to be the Lazarus, or used to be the Macy's. It's kind of the signature building of the mall. It actually looks kind of cool. Has been converted into a hospital. So I was at the mall with my grandma, laying in bed sick with heart stuff, and we're going to be waiting for a while, talking to Chris. Do you want to go down to the mall? We went into this head shop, which, has just glass pieces in case for tobacco use only, has a bunch of dragon statues and things. And yeah. I talked to
Chris. What if there was a colorful frog?
Yes. What if a colorful frog? Yeah. And I asked Chris, I said, I wonder where the butterfly knives are. And the Israeli proprietor, he said, butterfly knife. And you pull out this big tree of butterfly knives.
Yeah. I'm not saying this to put you on blast. That story has come up alarmingly recently.
That's it?
Like four object sufferings ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I'm just thinking of the listeners.
Yeah.
I don't mind hearing about your butterfly knife story.
But yeah, just like you just joke about butterfly knives and then boom, there they appear.
Yeah, did somebody say butterfly knife?
Yeah.
It's somebody spaghetti you with a bunch of butterfly knives.
Then you're dead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the permanent spook.
Yeah.
The, I don't, That has not happened to the one by my house, but we have a couple of dead malls. Dead Mall is where I saw the Great American Magic Show.
Oh, yes.
Which I told that story a bunch, but that was at Mall 205, which is our local very dead mall.
Yes.
There's a, in downtown Portland, interesting things are happening. There's a two-part mall. It's two city blocks with a sky bridge between them and an underground connection.
Okay.
Downtown. And this is a very big mall that is also falling on hard times. Like, it's doing fairly well comparatively for malls.
Yeah.
But it has some broken teeth and stuff. And one of the things they did for that is the top floor got bought by a company called Punchbowl. And it's this organization called Punchbowl Social, which took all that, just like you get tons of that space in a mall. And as far as I can tell, it's like, you know, if a Dave and Buster's was like, why stop there? Like, it is bowling, private room, karaoke, ping pong, shuffleboard, arcade, and like two other things, bar, restaurant.
That sounds like kind of, you know, great, actually.
Like, I think they, you know, like, yeah, it's kind of neat.
Yeah.
They have like this open, like, viewing deck for things. Like, it's like, it's all things.
Yeah.
Basically, like an omni entertainment. And it's kind of fun to like bowl on. There's just two bowling alleys in the middle of this, like, you know, big room in a bar, as opposed to like going to a bowling alley, which have like a real vibe.
Yeah.
To them.
How fun is bowling?
Not very.
Oh, okay. I like bowling. All right. Okay. I didn't know. Okay. Maybe I think I expected you to bite on. Expected you to bite on that one.
No. It would make sense for me to like bowling, but I just don't. My like top game ever in my life is like a 60.
Oh yeah.
I'm not very good at it, and I just you know, yeah.
Okay.
It's not my favorite.
We don't have to talk about bowling then.
We can, like, it's just
I don't have,
like,
a lot to say about it. I've got a lot of very good memories of like being on a bowling league as a kid, you know.
Okay.
It just just at the bowling alley, like every bowling alley just is stuck in the 70s.
Yeah.
So they're wonderful places to go to,
and they're good 70s and bad 70s bowling alleys.
Yeah.
Like the most recent time I went bowling, I went with an ex-girlfriend. We went to the one by our house, and we were just kind of like, let's check this out because it's nearby, and it was very dark.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, just very, very creepy. The guy working behind the counter, like, looked, you know, visible, active stains on his shirt.
Was it, like, Rorschach's mask? Active stains?
It's like, you know, his edge was still developing, like, developing stories, you know, in terms of stains. Like,
the edges are on the move.
Yeah, just hot and, like, sweaty and smelled like foot. You know, it's just really gross. But you go into a good one. You know, and then there's also like we have a hipster bowling alley here. Well, we have that Punch Bowl place. We have another hipster bowling alley here. And that's like way less fun to me.
Oh, because it's all like it's shiny, but like, oh, we're going to be like a 50s laser emporium.
It's very like soulless.
Yeah.
You know, so it's hard to strike the balance. But I spent a really, really big, significant chunk of my youth in bowling alleys because my mom bowled on a league. She was on a team called the Tasmanian Devils.
Okay.
Their symbol, the Tasmanian Devil.
Okay.
Like, they all had like the little pin pals jersey but with the Tasmanian Devil on it. And I would go every Wednesday and to just the bowling alley, which like wasn't great, you know, kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Because I was just there and it was like kind of I didn't have a Game Boy at the time.
The bowling alley didn't have an arcade?
It had like four or five games, and I'd get a couple bucks to spend.
Right.
There was a two-player fighting game we've done for the show before that I actually, like, I can't remember the name of it, but like, I mean, it's not Rastin, but it, like, a two-player fighting game that we've done for this show that's like a Psygnosis fighter that they actually had that played a lot of. But it was a lot of me trying to kill time, and this is a very distinct memory because this is the first time I was bored, and this is, you know, very precocious little kid thing to do and not great. I wouldn't do it now. But snuck into the women's bathroom to check it out and saw that they had a chalkboard and flowers and a couch in there. And it was the first time I was introduced to the idea that like a ladies' room might be something other than purely utilitarian.
Right, right.
And it's a very mind-blowing experience for like an 11-year-old me. I want nothing more than to like lay on that couch and go to sleep. I wasn't like trying to like catch glimpses of women pissing.
No, you just wanted to catch some Z's on the period couch.
Yep. I was way beyond seeing girls piss.
Yeah.
Like I was way more perverted than that.
It went to strange places.
What am I eight? Like, I don't care about that stuff. I'm an 11-year-old now. You get into the dark the absolutely kinky shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, just really, really weird. But just like week after week, every week, I would like beg and cajole my friends to go with me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when I'd tell my mom, like, hey, can Derek come with and stuff? And she would, you know, she'd allow her, like Austin, my friend Austin, just so I'd have someone to like hang out with.
Right.
Because it would be from 7 p.m. to like 11:30.
Oh, geez. Like, yeah.
Once a week. You know, it was, you know, actually pretty shitty. Maybe that is part of my negative association with bowling, because I think that my mom wanted me to get into it. Like, thought it'd be cool if I got into, you know, quote unquote sport. But
yeah.
I just, you know, was mostly bored.
That's understandable. Yeah.
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 So yeah.
That's cool though. That punch bowl thing sounds like a lot of fun.
It's neat. No. Yeah. I've thought about doing the meetup there before for PRGE, but it is, it's on the other side of town. It's not like far on the other side of town, but it's across the river, which is like enough. A psychological barrier.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember you talking about it. Like he said, oh, there's like a karaoke place, which is the killing word.
I did my graduation party there when I graduated college.
Oh, right. Nice.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite mall food?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah.
I love a mall food court.
Mm-hmm.
I love having a big array of, like, not having to decide on a restaurant until the absolutely last second is very appealing to me, and not having to consult anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Very appealing to me. Favorite mall food. I have an affection for Cinnabons.
Okay.
Cinnabons taste good. Like, I know that, like, I don't eat them now. Like, I've been on a diet for a couple weeks now anyway, but like, even before that, I knew like I should not get 1300 calories in the form of Cinnabon.
Right.
You know, during a day.
nary a vitamin to be found.
Yeah. Just like, absolutely. Just like the butteriest thing.
Yeah.
Like, you could just take a Cinnabon and spread it on toast, you know,
rub it on the wall. It turns clear.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very buttery snack, but I like, you know, in terms of sweet, like I prefer a pastry.
Yeah,
and I prefer buttery sweet to like a tart sweet other than gummies. So
right.
I like a Cinnabon quite a bit as far as a mall associated food.
Yeah, yeah. There's something about mall food court Chinese food that is very appealing to me.
Yeah.
I'm way into that, and you can't find them anymore necessarily. The last one I had was in 2009, but an Orange Julius.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always thought that was a funny name.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were fake from The Simpsons, and then I saw they were real.
They're good. It tastes like orange and chalk, and it's amazing.
Here's a cool thing.
Yeah.
In a couple weeks, I'm going down to the Oregon State Fair.
Mm.
And as you know, the fair is a veritable smorgasbord. So I'm going to have a good cheat day on that and talk about some fair food.
Ooh, nice.
So look forward to a more lively abject suffering in the future, listeners, as I get to talk about why funnel cakes are superior to elephant ears.
Oh, 100%. Surface area, man. Surface area.
Surface area. Yeah. Though I've only been to the Oregon State Fair once before, and they had an event where dogs were jumping into a swimming pool and people were holding up like number cards based on how well they did.
That is so good.
Yeah. Yeah. I really want to. And if I was going a different night, I'd go watch the Commodores play.
Mm.
Which, like, I would go fucking see the Commodores in an instant, but we're not going that night.
No.
No.
Damn it, I missed the Richland County Fair.
Fairs are cool, dude.
Yeah.
This is the episode where we're, like, normie fucks. Like, people, you know, who accuse us of being, you know, elitist shitheads or what have you. This is the one where we're just like, yeah, here are the things we like. Brands, malls, Orange Julius, state fairs.
Yeah.
These are the things we care about.
Yeah. Back when we were talking about just going to a store to see what's there.
Yeah.
Bait shops. Bait shops are good. I like going to a bait shop.
Bait shops are very weird because it's like a very, very specific prison
or zoo.
You know? Like worm zoo.
Yeah. Like the drug mart by my house has a bait section, so there's just like in between the
scummy fridge.
Yep. It's just there's just a scummy fridge full of worms.
Yep. He's open up, they all just writhe like, the worm, just a brief like window out of their torpor state.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
The life of a bait worm is one of the worst lives I can think of.
100%.
Like, it's one of the most horrific things. Like, I've talked about this before, and, you know, maybe it's just me, but, like, one of the you know, the actual things I'm very scared of in life is, like, torture.
Yes.
You know? Like, yeah. I'd prefer not to be tortured. I hope to die without ever being tortured. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody used that against me for listening.
Yeah.
But I would like to not be tortured. And what we do to worms is amazing.
Yes.
Like, the idea of, like, we're piercing you. You're like, you'll be fine. Like, you'll live. It's going to hurt really bad, though.
Yes.
And then you go into the water and, like, get hunted. Like, it's so scary. After living in that horrible fridge.
Yep. No, you're helpless as the thing that is designed to eat you gets closer and closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So scary.
Yeah. No. And it's like, it's fine. We've talked about the joys of being basic before. Like I go to the hardware store every week just to see, just to pick up stuff for the house or, sometimes I don't have anything to pick up, but it's like, oh, I'm just going to go take a look at the hand tools. See if there's a project that what's that?
If the new hammers are in.
Yeah. Kinda, but just go and see, like, all right, is there something that I might need but don't realize I need? Mm. Is there a project that I can take? There's just like a local little hardware store on the main drag here. It's not a Home Depot or anything. It takes like 20 minutes to walk through. Say hi to the people. Yeah, see how Gus is doing. See how see if his trick knee's acting up.
Yeah. How's his sciatica?
Yeah,
good.
It's just, I don't know, I moved to the small town, and that is that, like, it, that may be an affectation or whatever, but I wanted to fall into that small town rhythm, just haunt the hardware store.
I definitely, for me, like, that energy comes from thrift stores.
Yeah,
like that, I'm just gonna be open to the universe. I think I need a wider variety of things.
Yeah Well, I do that at the thrift stores too. There are like a couple of thrift stores and like antique flea markets that have pretty good rotation on their stock every like 2 weeks or so.
An antique mall is a joy.
Yes,
for sure. So don't ever feel intimidated by us. Like if we ever do a live show and you're gonna come to it and you're like, I can't hang out with those guys are cool, I assure you,
we're
not. Like this is extremely extremely basic.
Yeah.
Not to bring it back to the game, because I am out of things about Mall Mania, mm-hmm. but because it's just a weird game, it's hard to find things about it. I found this website called serious.gameclassification.com.
It's one of the only places where you could find this. Yeah.
Did you find where it lists similar games and it lists America's Army and Navy Training Exercise and to East Strike and Receive?
Yep. I think their algorithm's a little bit off.
Yeah, I really like Navy Training Exercise, Strike and Receive.
Strike
and the screenshots and of it are really strange. Navy Training Exercise, Strike and Receive. But yeah, I like the similar game.
So that is very funny. I also like the gameplay section over here. So I guess they really do categorize these games. They classify them like crazy. The gameplay of this title is game based, good, designed with stated goals, and they have these little icons that say, okay, like the things that you do. So there's avoiding, matching, destroying, manage, move, random, select, and shoot.
Yeah.
Oh wait, and there's one analysis.
So I clicked on that. That's where those symbols come from.
Yes.
So a guy named Patrick Poe, or the bot Vegas, or VE.GA.S Vegas.
Yeah. You're of birth zero. Oh no.
Yeah, I don't. Like, we have definitely gone. Yeah, this is pretty strange. But yeah, people can do these analyses and just choose these little these granular keywords that make up the basic building blocks of games.
Yeah.
And attach them to different games on serious.gamesclassification.com.
Yeah.
If you just click on games, just to kind of show what games it lists, on the whole first page here, I don't see anything I've heard of. Like, it is really, really weird.
Oh,
it's very comprehensive.
Wait, what is this? Released in 2010, 3D Angers? A serious game which recreates the French town of Angers in order to promote the city. Oh, on Angers.
Like,
yeah.
What's a three girls, two cans? I don't care for that. I only care. Well, so this has avoiding, matching, destroying, creating, moving, and selecting. pretty weird. Like, definitely a rabbit hole, but perhaps a rabbit hole that is too deep for us to explore, especially after we wasted all that time talking about how boring we were. Yeah.
1983, a World's Fair mystery?
Yeah.
Huh.
I just looked randomly, and again, it is very hard to find things that are like known games. I'm at the Disney section. There's a bunch of weird little Disney browser games. Like, I think this might specialize in like browser and, small, like advert, like weird games.
Yeah.
There's a game called Diabetes and Insulin.
Okay.
Just that. No one's done an analysis on it. Unfortunate.
Huh.
But yeah, it is a little browser based advert game. You know, not advert game. You don't. I mean, you do have to advertise for insulin, but not get into that. Yeah. But you know, it's this little Swedish, and this whole thing is Swedish based. Like this website and the Mallmania is originally from Sweden.
Yes. Yeah. A 2005 text adventure called Jesus of Nazareth. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff like French here, like him and the J's, and it's like Jeu de Maths. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Huh. Yeah. Weird.
There's Donkey Kong Jr. Math.
Hmm.
But that's the only. So, it's, yeah, it's definitely edutainment and weird games.
Yeah.
You know, what's Doom Ed? A serious game aiming to teach history and science through the theme of bioterrorism experiments during World War II, a mod for Half-Life 2.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I think I had something crazy in my ear. What are you talking about?
I would play just like a Source Engine educational game.
Yeah.
Where you're just walking around like doing lectures and stuff, which is basically what this looks like. This is actually rad. This is going into the Abject Suffering bookmark.
Yes.
Hall of Fame, this website.
Yeah, no, this is absolutely a place where I might go to just to see. So they say Prince of Persia, avoid, match, destroy, move. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah,
you do all those things. And just a big list of educational and adver games,
mm-hmm.
which and browser-based games are just for fun.
Yeah.
But just those things. This is a great resource, actually.
Yeah.
Hospital waste disposal. game. There's no analysis. A game dedicated to train healthcare professionals in the management of hospital waste. The user must sort different types of waste, human waste, used equipment, etc., into appropriate recycling containers. The year of the game must be verified. Links played now. Can I play this now? No, this of course not.
Yeah.
This is gonna be like the broken. This is the dead mall for like broken links.
Mm.
This whole thing. HistorySimulation.com. Humanobio. It's got a cool owl diagnosing a skeleton.
Ooh.
On it. So this is great.
I like this one. Survivor? ? It's an adver game about the dangers of fire at home.
somebody's gotta raise awareness.
Yeah.
I can end deportation. This is great. These are cool.
Yeah, no, it's like looking through a portal to an alternate universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Mansion Impossible. Mansion Impossible. Marine Doom. So another Doom mod. Marine Doom is a modification for Doom, but made for the US Marines.
Hmm.
So like some of these things are like official, you know, WADs or whatever.
Yeah.
Like in this multiplayer Doom map I'm looking at, you're like rolling with your squad to go do Doom stuff.
Huh.
Weird, man. Anyway, it contains avoid, match, destroy, manage, move, select, and shoot. Seems about right.
There is a browser-based adver game for Long John Silver's called Spin and Win Fish Fry.
Ooh, baby. And it's been a long time since I've been to a Long John Silver's.
Fuck.
Last night, because I've been laid up, I haven't gone shopping, so I don't have a lot of food at home. I went and did some recording for the band yesterday. On the way home, I asked Brian, who's driving me home, to go through a drive-thru because I just needed food.
Uh-huh.
Very rare that I eat fast food. And I got a KFC sandwich for the first time. And, you know, I don't know, since I was a kid, I have not had KFC.
Yeah.
But I was just like thinking about Long John Silver's when I was there. Because do you remember Long John Silver's chicken?
No.
It's bizarre, dude. Like, it has this like thick, like extremely greasy breading on it that's like almost like a panko.
Huh.
Breading or like a tempura breading almost rather than panko. It's extremely weird. Like I have a very distinct like flavor memory of Long John Silver's chicken.
Yeah. I had a very bad experience with Long John Silver as a kid, like 4 years old. Family went out, we had Long John Silver for dinner, came home, and I got sick at the top of the stairs. I just stood at the top of the stairs and just let loose. I just stood at the top of the stairs sounding Ma. It was all the way down. I just remember just being yelled at as I was crying and they were wiping it all up. It was like, it's not my fault.
Yeah, you shouldn't yell at kids for puking.
Yeah. You know, especially after you feed them fucking Long John Silver's. So the only Long John Silver's I've had in the past 26 years has been I get a craving for the Hush Puppies.
Oh, sure.
There's not necessarily a lot of places where you can go to get a Hush Puppy around here.
Were your parents, did they at one point be like, well, Cole is sick. Do you think that's because of too much shrimp or too few shrimp? And then attempted to get you to the right level, like pop you off?
Oh, yeah. No, they definitely pinchy me with the shrimps.
Yeah. Just pour in shrimps until you stop puking.
Yeah, we're gonna have to titrate him on the shellfish.
Yeah. Roll over the odometer until you're back at shrimp zero.
Shrimp equilibrium. You need to
buy shrimp offsets for your son. I think shrimp offsets for a son is a time to end this. I know this has been a meandering, weird episode, people.
Yeah.
I understand. You just have to forgive us for being in a weird mood sometimes and not always being able to, you know, not every episode can birth a Dr. Skin good.
Right, right.
Sometimes it's just like malls are great and let's put shrimp into baby Cole until he stops vomiting. So that's about the best I got.
Yeah.
If you like the show, you can surprise me and you can rate and review it on iTunes and you can patronize us at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yep. By doing that, you can get 2 extra episodes per month. If you go to the $10 level as of now, there are more than 75 of those. So you can get a whole treasure trove of what we call exquisite suffering.
Yes. Yep. Extra episodes. Mm-hmm. And some of our best episodes are in there.
Yeah.
So,
We would like to thank Hakan for suggesting this. I had no idea this weird Swedish advert game existed.
Yeah. And this, serious.game classification website.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely legit.
100.
We'll be using it.
Yeah.
And until next time, we will figure out how to end this show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your job. We don't need you to tell us to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we just really need you to chill out.
Yeah. We need to figure out how to end the show, and we fucking know.
Yes.
Thanks for the reminder, Big Ben.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. So for the last time, we will come up with a sign off. You sit down and relax.
Yeah.
Okay. Capisce? Capace.
Yes.